Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anyway, we'll get back into something that we hinted at the beginning of the show. Talk more deeply about it coming up in about 20 minutes. There just seems to be various, you know, relatively important voices in the sports world that are starting to talk about what we can do to get games back. And like, everybody wants games back. But there are a couple of different pressures that I think are really going to have an impact on decisions that are made, including the NFL draft. And that's going to happen 17 days from now. But we'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. The Wendy Zone at 11:40, as always. Bye. But let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. We had Jason Butt from The Athletic on the show on Friday. Friend of the program. Always look forward to talking to Jason as he's covering the Falcons as well as anybody right now in quarantine himself. But getting ready for the draft, and he's done a couple of mock drafts. And we were talking to him about the second mock draft he put out where he kind of went a different direction than a lot of people have gone in not only the first round, but in the second round, where he had the Falcons taking a linebacker in the first round. He had the Falcons taking a center in the second round, and we asked him about it. But happy to welcome to the show now from the
Yeah, why not? I'm just kidding. No, I mean, it's a need. I mean, I think Sam linebacker right now is a need, just like D-line, just like cornerback. And you know, the philosophy is best player available at a position of need. And when you look at it from that perspective, if Javon Kinlaw and Derrick Brown are not there, which if the Falcons stay put at 16, I don't expect either of those guys to be there. You know, is C.J. Henderson, who I guess is considered that next corner, is he a better overall prospect than Kenneth Murray? And that's really where my thought process was. I think that what Murray can add to this defense, you know, at the linebacker spot, with what they want to do, considering they love those guys who are super athletic and really fast, who can close on ball carriers and can cover in space. I think you know, that is a good fit for Atlanta, which is why I went in that direction.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Randy, because we spent a lot of time talking about the defensive line, which is still what I want the Falcons to do in the first round. I think we understand the focus that some have on the secondary and the cornerback position specifically, given that Desmond Trufant was let go in the offseason. You have a really young unit out there. And I also understand people that want to focus on the offensive line. Matt Ryan got sacked 50 times last year, got hit 100 other times on top of that, and the offensive line has been bad the last couple of seasons. Not a lot of people talking about linebacker, though, although we did have some conversation a couple weeks ago about, with Devondre Campbell leaving the team, whether or not you were comfortable with Foye Aluakon being your starting linebacker there next to Deion Jones. And, you know, the idea of a player like that, the idea of taking a guy in the first round at that position, Kenneth Murray in this mock draft, kind of says to me that maybe some folks that cover the Falcons aren't comfortable with Foye Aluakon as a starter.
That's what it says to me. I mean, and who knows this team better than Jason Butt, man, between him and D-Led and Vaughn and all those guys that cover him around the team more than anybody. So I would think that if they're at 16 and there's a linebacker there, I mean, it could be a possibility. I just look at it, the track record of the Falcons, they always go opposite of what we think. I mean, and no matter how many mock drafts you want to put up and people are putting them up, they're sending them to us. I appreciate it when they do that. But, I mean, when you look at the interior of the offensive line, you got two young guys on there already who are not getting who is at a disadvantage right now, and because they're not even – this is back-to-back years that they don't get a full NFL offseason. When I talk about Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom, I mean, so they're missing out on a lot of stuff and a lot of learning right now. So you wouldn't draft another young guy and put him in there, because if you're drafting that high, we need a starter. That's what – remember my guy Chuck Smith said, we need starters. They need starters right there at 16 in the second round and third round. So, I mean, if you're going to take that linebacker, which is a position of need because you did lose Devondre Campbell, then go ahead and pull the trigger, man. But he better be able to come in and contribute right away.
Does the success – because I think we both agree they addressed needs that they had in free agency and got three starters, right? You got three starters in free agency between Todd Gurley. And we don't know what Todd Gurley is going to be, but as of today, and I think – when the season begins, he will be your starting running back. Obviously, Dante Fowler addressed a big need. And Hayden Hurst. I mean, you got a starter at tight end. So they got three starters in free agency and a couple project guys, too, like long shot guys that maybe can come in and like Laquon Treadwell and maybe be a diamond in the rough. Maybe not, but it's low risk. Because of the success that they had in free agency in addressing those positions, does that give them a little bit more leeway in the draft in that you can say, all right, yes, we want to draft guys that are all going to be starters, of course. But if we get a guy maybe on the offensive line who's a bit more of a project and maybe is the successor to Alex Mack in 2021 and doesn't start in 2020, did they afford themselves that freedom, or are you still on the position of they need to get in the first three and four rounds, all those guys have to be starters?
Well, the thing with it is if this was Dan Quinn's second year, you might be in that situation and think like that. But because your back is against the wall, and we do know that if you get out to another rough start, that you will no longer be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. So I think that – I don't want to say you have a little leeway, but you can maybe go in a direction of an interior defensive tackle because you wouldn't got a Dante Fowler or something like that. You know, I mean, you can probably go with a corner because, you know, you do need another corner because you did – like you said, you did let Dez Trufant go and you're still young on the outside edges. But, I mean, if they go with the guard or whatever, I mean, are there any – and I was looking at some stuff this weekend. There are not really any interior linemen that are worthy of being number 16, in my opinion. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a really good tackle draft. It's not the best draft for a center guard in the first round. Now, somebody's probably going to take one of them, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if the corner is there, do you go ahead and jump on him? Because you got to have multiple corners. We know that in this league, and it's a passing league. You got to have at least four guys you can put on the football field.
Now, I agree with everything that you just said, Randy, but I would respond with like a big picture commentary about the Falcons in the draft, which is they don't care what people say about who's projected where. Like last year, they drafted 14th, and literally no one had Chris Lindstrom going that high.
Nobody
had Chris. He's an interior lineman. Nobody had any interior lineman going that high. Falcons did. They took him at 14 because he's the guy they wanted. So while you're right, I don't look at any mock drafts. I know that Lloyd Cushenberry is a name from LSU that some people have had in that range because he's one of those guys maybe that could play guard and then slide in to play center as his career goes on, and maybe that's a natural fit for the Falcons. But nobody has guys like that otherwise going at that spot. Falcons don't care about that. If they decide that's what they need most and the player that they covet most is there, they're going to take him. And that's what's fun and also frustrating about trying to get ready for a Falcons draft is it would be probably less fun if they were predictable, right? If we could just say, we know they're going to go edge rusher. They need an edge rusher, they're going to go edge rusher. Every time they need one, they get one. In this case, we never know what they're going to do. So, I mean, Jason Butt suggesting an outside linebacker, D-Led suggesting an interior offensive lineman, various different outlets suggesting cornerback, some people saying defensive tackle, some people saying edge rusher. The only things we haven't seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, the only things we haven't seen are wide receiver. You haven't seen a wide receiver, have you?
Nope. But no. For this year's draft?
Yeah, for this year. We haven't seen a wide receiver at 16.
No wide out. No.
And we haven't seen a quarterback at 16.
No.
Other than that, I've pretty much seen every other position.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. But here's the thing I can always say about Dan Quinn, and it happened in his first draft. Nobody saw Keanu Neal there, did they? And then as soon as that pick came up, they jumped on Keanu Neal, even though we knew, you know, going into it, they needed a linebacker. So what did they do? Come around second round, you go get Deion Jones. I mean, they found ways to make this thing work. But I mean, this is hit or miss draft because this could be your last draft as far as being the head coach for the Falcons, or Thomas Dimitroff being the GM of the Falcons. So you got to hit these picks because you have so many holes and you have, don't have a lot of money to give anybody. Maybe, and Matt Cano, he's still my odds on favorite to be the starting left guard. I mean, you go out there and can you go and find an impact player on the defensive side? Somebody's going to slide. Somebody's going to slide and somebody's going to be overpicked. It happens every draft. It just depends on which one of the Falcons. Are they going to be able to sit there and wait on a stud defensive player that might fall because of the quarterbacks and the offensive tackles?
I hope so. And I think so. And wide receivers, too. I wouldn't underestimate the idea of if somebody jumps up and takes a CeeDee Lamb or a Jerry Jeudy or something like that in the top 10, other teams reacting that way, and maybe there's a run on wide receivers, too. Best case scenario, run on quarterbacks, run on tackles, run on wide receivers, and then the Falcons have either the guy they want or maybe even a pick of guys that they want at number 16. Now, the fun thing about covering the Falcons draft and frustrating thing is that you never know what they're going to do. But what if you did? Here's an interesting wrinkle to this year's draft in that it's going to be completely virtual and everyone's going to be at home on some sort of teleconference, whether it's Zoom or whatever, however the IT folks of the NFL decide to make this thing work. Here's a quote from the Indianapolis Colts general manager. With the security aspect, which is probably the most important for teams, how do you make sure your conversations are protected? Someone can hack into this Zoom, and you're probably not going to learn a lot. Hacking into a team's draft room on Zoom is probably a lot different. That would be my biggest concern just from an encryption standpoint. How do you have these conversations confidentially? That's a really interesting thing to bring up in that we know people cheat, right? We know teams cheat. Yeah. Teams are always looking for an advantage. Zoom meetings have been hacked already. Like, there's been weird stories about people hacking, like, teachers with their students and all that kind of stuff. You'd hope that the NFL security is better than that, but maybe it's not. Like, are we worried about teams hacking other teams' Zoom conversations to try to find out what they're going to do on draft day?
I think that you'll be safe as far as team to team, but you're right with the whole hacking thing, man. And then, you know, how they tried to make the rule that Shefty and those guys, they didn't want them to announce the picks before they were announced. Well, somebody will probably get in there and hack it, and then, you know, they can sit up there and be their own Schefter because they're inside somebody's Zoom room or whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, this is going to be interesting to me. That's all I can say as far as how do you do your picks and who's going to do the pick for the team and all these other things. Are you going to have these kids on a Zoom also or whatever, Instagram Live or something when they're getting picked? I mean, there's so many things that still have to be worked out, Andy, and not a lot of time to get it done. So that's where I'm at. I mean, but we do know this, though. The NFL draft, it's going on. I mean, there's too many commercials. It's happening. Roger is not canceling the NFL draft. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, 100% happening 17 days from today. You know what else we know, Randy? The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is in Massachusetts, as is the home of the New England Patriots, who are coached by Bill Belichick, who cheats. So maybe he's talking to some computer nerds today about trying to hack the draft. What?
What do you mean he cheats?
He's a cheater? Bill Belichick?
Oh, okay. No, not really.
Well, he's filming other people's practices and walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Jadeveon Clowney is still available as free agency continues on. Russell Wilson says he wants him.
I need you, homie. Clowney, come back. Don't leave me. Don't leave, Clowney. Don't leave us. We need you, bro. Anyways, man, Clowney, my homie. I love playing with you, bro. Hopefully we get to do it some more, man. That's what the fans want.
Damn, Russell sound like a cornball.
Didn't that sound like laying in bed with Sierra, Russell Wilson, kind of?
Hey, Seattle. Seattle. We got a deal.
That's kind of it sounded like there with the Jadeveon Clowney plea.
Yeah, but I mean, I want Jadeveon on my team also, but you're looking at the market or the asking price that he had. I mean, he overvalued himself. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he did, you know, put 20-plus on the table. That's what he wanted, and nobody was going to come up to that level considering the fact that you can't see him. You don't know how his – because I think he had sports hernia surgery this offseason. You don't know what's going on with that whole situation. So he's going to be back at 17-18, which we said on Friday. Ain't bad.
Still pretty good.
Still pretty damn good. So now I heard Cleveland this weekend. Somebody was talking about them possibly getting in the mix. I know Seattle's probably the front runner. And probably one of the New York teams.
You know David Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins haven't got physicals yet? That massive blockbuster trade from a couple weeks ago?
What if it falls through?
What if it does?
And DeAndre has to go back.
I mean, that'd be good for the Texans.
Yeah, it'd be good for the Texans. It'd be awkward between Bill and DeAndre.
Yeah, they'd have to trade him someplace else at that point.
Yeah.
Weird times we live in, man. I think you can. I think you could trade a coach.
I know. John Gruden was traded, but yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, because people are about tired of Bill O'Brien over there. So they better win.
All right, we'll come back and get into some comments that Joe Buck made over the weekend. You know, Joe Buck is a guy who knows folks inside sports, and he used one word specifically that makes me wonder if sports may not be coming back a little bit sooner than we're anticipating. We'll get into that right after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
And then starting some crazy round-robin baseball playoff tournament. I think they have the ability, if they want to this year coming up, if they do play, and I want to lean toward yes, to change it up with how they do the postseason. I just think we have to get a better handle on what the next 2 months look like. Maybe we start and there's no crowds. There's no fans in the stands. But I think there's just too much invested in this thing that unless it's just impossible, I think they will play somehow, some way, starting at the latest in the month of July.
Shout out to the Ringer, by the way, for putting the weird
music in the background.
Some outlets do that, so when you use their audio, you have to make sure you acknowledge. Like, shout out to the Ringer. Thank you for the audio for the podcast and for putting the weird porn music behind it when you put it on social media, so you can't just use it like you normally would. Anyway, the word invested. There's so much invested in this. And I know that he probably means a number of different things when he says invested, because we, as fans, are emotionally invested in getting sports back because we love sports. And also, it would be some level of normalcy in life. But you also think about what that actually means economically and the decision makers that are influenced by the people that are in sports. I mean, we saw the president of the United States met with all of the commissioners of the major leagues in the country over the weekend and had some very positive things to say about the NFL. The NFL should start on time, and that he was very encouraging of the draft going on as usual. I think that when you start to think about the economic impact of it, as Joe Buck said, unless it's completely impossible, they're going to figure out a way. They're going to get creative, and they're going to figure out a way.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. This is, I mean, we talk about sports as, you know, that's our release from life, man. That's what we do. We love our sports. We love our athletes, our teams, and all these things. And everything right now is a problem because you don't know when it's going to happen and all that. But when we talk about the big dog, in this country not being able to be played, or possibility of it not being played, oh, it's a real problem now.
Yep.
I mean, it's a problem now that we don't have baseball and soccer and basketball can't finish out this season right now, as we're saying. But you start letting them miss some football games. You start letting it be a possibility of somebody missing some football games or push back a season or something. It's going to be a lot of new doctors that going to be in the lab somewhere getting this thing right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be something, because that is when you talk about money. When you start talking about football losing this money, it's going to be something serious.
Well, I also think the NFL has a real benefit of where they are in terms of their schedule, in terms of their calendar.
Exactly.
They've been able to go about business as usual, as usual as it can be, and they're going to do the same thing with the draft coming up in a couple of weeks. But then they get to sit back after the draft, and they're going to cancel OTAs and that kind of stuff, but that's not that big of a deal in terms of actually playing games. They get to sit back and see what the NBA does. They get to sit back and see what Major League Baseball does, what MLS does, if they go back playing with no fans in the stands, or if it's too dangerous to do that, then the NFL has the benefit of being the first league to do it. Either way, they get to see what other leagues do, trial and error, if it works, if what does work and what doesn't work, or they get to be the first one to do it and be everyone's savior. The NFL's in a really good spot right now, and look, I don't know what's going to happen by the fall, but hearing the emphasis that's been put on figuring a way out to make it work, I have a hard time believing that there'll be no football in the fall.
Me and you both, dude. I just don't see it. And I'd be damned if a day-gone bird just flew into the window.
Oh, no. Is it okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's okay, though. Okay, good. I think it's okay. I hope so.
I hope so. Well, I mean, the good news is your windows are really clean.
Yeah.
Whoever is doing the windows did a good job. The bird can't see it. I had to open up the window here in the room, too, because it got so hot in here. And as soon as I did that, a bee flew in here right in the middle of the NFL no huddle. So you were making some great points about the Falcons draft, and I was in here fighting a bee.
Well, don't get stung, man. I mean, we
don't
want to
get
bad.
Stung.
We don't want nothing bad happening to you with that. But, yeah, I mean, this football thing is getting to a point where everything is being moved right now. And the only thing that has not been moved has been the NFL. I know we know that, you know, they had WrestleMania last night, and we know that Dana White is trying his damnedest to get his event off on the 18th. But so far, the only thing that has not really adjusted or changed at all is schedule has been the NFL.
Yep.
They don't have to.
What a weekend. Masters and Georgia-Tennessee, same weekend. Man. How far is it to get from Athens to Augusta? Like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes?
Oh, no, it ain't that far. It's taking about 50 minutes. But you understand.
Depends on who's driving, I guess.
Masters traffic. Masters traffic, though. Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams is going to join us next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. The Wendy Zone brought to you by Wellstar. More than healthcare, it's people care. Randy giving Wendy a minute because she, you know, has to walk from the producer's room over to the host room to use a microphone that works. Although Wendy's much quicker than Brian.
Hey guys.
So there she is.
I'm like lightning.
Yeah, she's a little bit more athletic than Brian.
Everything's a competition.
She's a skill position player. Brian's a trenches guy.
Yeah, it would be a wide receiver. We established that. Or probably
punt returner, corner. Yeah.
Running back from the backfield.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing great. So this is going to be a very interesting Wendy Zone. Just a heads up. So you guys obviously at home, you Randy, Brian at home. And the microphones that you guys use from home are essentially two of the microphones in the host studio here at the station. So I can't use those microphones. They can also play audio. There's another microphone that I can't use. So I can only use host one where Andy normally sits. And so I have audio to play. Well, none of the players work because the audio is not connected to the program. There's a lot of information. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to set up the audio clip and then run back into the other studio and hit play for you guys so you can hear it.
Oh my God!
So this is basically this is like a CrossFit workout while also doing radio. So you have to go back to where you were before to play the audio after you set it up in the studio where you are now.
Yeah. So I'm gonna run back and then I'll come back and get you, or I can hear your reaction.
Can I ask one more dumb question? Just one more question.
Yes.
If the microphone was turned on in the producer's room, would any of this be necessary?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Who's our guy? Who's our IT guy? Christian. Tell Christian go up there and turn that damn mic on in the control room so you ain't got to be sprinting back and forth.
I'm going to just send a nicely written email after this segment, after I've done my 10,000 steps to make this segment possible. And then I'm going to send the email and say, please, this would make my life so much easier and I could breathe when I got in the studio. Anyway, so a lot of people doing different sort of things to get their sports fixed. The NBA 2K took place over the weekend. Go Trae Young. He advanced to the second round very easily over Harrison Barnes. Well, NASCAR is continuing to stage their televised iRacing events during this pandemic. So drivers are essentially at the tracks where the sport would have been scheduled. So Bubba Wallace and Clint Bowyer were going head-to-head, or were at least on the same microphone situations. And I feel like this would be me if I was losing in any game. I'm very competitive, and I don't like losing. Even if it's myself and I'm playing, because I have a Super Nintendo now, so I've been playing that. And when I'm...
Super Nintendo now.
I just realized I said Super Nintendo.
Like it's 1992.
And I'm back. So I've been playing Super Nintendo, but every time I lose to, like, Bowser or somebody in the Super Mario World Castle, I want to throw the remote, and I'm like, I quit. I can't do this anymore. Well, the same thing sort of happened to Bubba Wallace. Now I'm going to run into the other studio and hit play so you can hear exactly what happened between him and Clint Bowyer.
All right, so Wendy's making her way into the other studio from the Kia Studios to the producer studios. And again, just to brief PSA. If the microphones worked in the producer's room, this wouldn't have to happen. All right, Wendy's ready.
14 still clear, clear. Coming back inside, full. Oops, yes, clear. Yes.
Come on, Clint! Oh. God!
He's still down there. Still there. Yep, he just came up and wrecked the hell out of you again on purpose.
Y'all have a good one. Dude, that's it. That's why I don't take this serious.
Sorry, Tyler. Just trying to talk to you there.
Peace out!
So Bubba Wallace essentially takes off his headphones, slams them down. He's like, I'm out. This is why I don't take this bleep seriously. Yeah, if someone's wrecking me in the car, I'm done. You guys can have your game.
He, like, lost some serious stuff, man. People, like some of his sponsors were a little salty with him about that little episode that he had. But
really?
Yeah. They were saying that some of the people who Brock, who I guess sponsored him or whatever, didn't like his pouty and running off and all that. But
No, Randy's right, because Blue Emu is a company, I guess, that sponsors NASCAR and responded to Bubba Wallace's tweet about quitting a video game because he was getting upset. So they said, GTK, where you stand. Bye-bye, Bubba. We're interested in drivers, not quitters.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, look, I get it. That's kind of where they are right now. This is the only thing they have to be able to reach out to fans. And I've heard from a lot of NASCAR fans on social media that people are enjoying this. Like, people actually like the drivers racing against each other in iRacing and all that. And that's great. But it's not real. Like, I don't think it's fair to judge Bubba Wallace as a driver for Bubba Wallace quitting this video game. I don't know. I would have done the exact same thing. I quit so many damn video games when I was a kid because my brother was going to beat me. Like,
or you hit power button by mistake or something.
Oh, no. Dang it.
The reset button and everything.
So or the old PlayStation that had, like, they had discs. So if you bumped the console too hard, it would turn the game off. Like, yeah, oh, shoot. Dang it. I couldn't have known that was going
to
happen.
You think about all the mess you used to do to play them video games. Like, the first Nintendo, you would have to put a second game on top of the one game in there so you could hold it down.
Yep.
Or blow in it or get the alcohol, swab through the game. Yeah. Everything and anything to keep that game going.
Did you ever throw a controller at the person that you were playing against?
No. I never did that, no.
Not at a person.
I mean, me either. I never did that
either. You've done that.
Huh?
How many times?
I mean, my brother stopped playing sports video games with me because, I don't know, man.
Bro, you bruised him with remotes.
You seem like you'd be that dude that be.
I am.
Yeah, throwing stuff and talking about it's cheating.
I am that dude. Why is the game cheating? Why is the game clearly cheating in your favor? Did you put in a code? Like, what's happening? Why is this happening to me? Why is the game out to get? No, absolutely. Honestly, I'm not kidding. Ask my brother about this. He stopped playing sports video games with me because I would do that. I'm not proud of it.
You ever cried?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I don't think I cried.
Andy. Yeah, Andy Bunker.
Huh?
You ain't never cried playing that video game.
I don't know. Probably not, maybe. I'm not sure.
You know what we need to figure out?
It's a long time ago. Who knows?
I know a whole bunch of people are doing stuff virtually. Maybe we can figure out how to play like a virtual game with the Midday Show and see who gets upset first. Who just leaves. It would be fun.
But no, that would be awesome. I don't have a video. We have a Nintendo Wii. That's all we got.
No, even if it's just like a normal game, if we could set up like Uno or
something. Like game night.
Yeah, like game night, but I don't know. We can figure out the game later, but it would be just fun to see how competitive each of us gets because
that's
I'm
really
clearly going
idea.
To win. So it's just an idea.
That's a really good idea. I mean, we got board games over here at the house. What do you got over there, Randy? You got any board games at the house?
Yeah, we got everything over here. What I'm saying, how are we going to play a board game against each other?
I don't know. We'd have to move the other people's stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm good.
You don't want to do it?
We can play virtual spades. Y'all know how to play spades?
I don't know how to play spades.
Oh, my bad. Wendy?
You could teach us.
Oh, Wendy's gone.
This is another one of those situations where you look around and see who you work with.
Yeah.
Maybe you could teach us how to play spades. It could be like a clinic, and then we'd all know, and then we could play against each other.
All right, man. Get the Zoom ready.
Max, Zoom spades.
Yep.
Ooh.
Randy Max tutorial.
Sounds like mics might be getting turned on. We've been working on it. Randy, and it sounds like maybe we finally made some progress. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. Don't go anywhere. Thanks, Wendy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as well as the Radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!